Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Just talk briefly about the God who answers prayer from Psalm 116, and then we're going to pray. Psalm 116 is one of what you'll note in your Bible when you see the word song of ascents. So there are 15 of them. They start at Psalm 120, go up through Psalm 134, and they're commonly thought to have been written by King Hezekiah. Remember, King Hezekiah was the king of Judah, and the Assyrian army surrounded the city of Jerusalem, and an angel of the Lord came and struck down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. The king of Assyria got up in the morning, and there were all those dead soldiers, and he left. So God miraculously defended the city. But there's another story that probably comes before that time, when Hezekiah gets word from the prophet Isaiah that he's gonna die. The prophet comes to him and Hezekiah's sick. He's on a bed of sickness. And the prophet says, listen, you need to put your house in order because you're gonna die. And the Bible says this, you can read about it. It's written down three times in scripture. So it appears in 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, in the book of Isaiah. But in 2 Kings chapter 20, it says he turned his face to the wall. Isaiah left and was going out of the palace. And Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and cried out to God and said, God, I'm asking you to let me live. And the Bible says that God spoke to Isaiah before he even got out of the palace. He was out in the courtyard. Said, go back and tell him that he's gonna live another 15 years. And so Hezekiah was so grateful that he writes these Song of Ascents that are written to prepare people to go into the presence of the Lord. So the way the Jewish pilgrims, as they would begin to ascend up to Jerusalem, they would be reading, they would be singing these Psalms, and it would prepare their heart for whatever festival they were going to celebrate in Jerusalem. So Psalm 16 is one of those. The first thing I want to show you is just the principle. And the principle is this: God answers prayer. Isn't that great? God answers prayer. So Hezekiah says, listen, when you're going to come into the presence of the Lord, there's something you have to remember, and that is God answers prayer. We're not wasting our time here tonight because God answers prayer. There's nothing more important you could do tonight because God answers prayer. What we're doing tonight is really, really powerful, really, really life-changing. Why? Because settle it in your heart. It's not a slot machine where if you pull the handle, maybe you get a reward, maybe you don't. This is not an iffy proposition. This is a certainty. If you can't settle that in your heart, it will hinder your praying. God answers prayer. Psalm 116 and verse 1, look at what he says. I love the Lord. He says, I love the Lord. Why? Because he hears my voice. When you pray, he hears you. When you talk to God, he's listening. I just simply would remind you, it says my voice. That's an important thing. A lot of people want to pray in their mind all the time. No, prayer at its best is a whole body, whole soul, cry of the heart. It involves your body. You need to talk to God. Turn and talk to your neighbor a little bit right now. Would you talk to your neighbor? Just talk to your neighbor. Stop! Did you hear how loud that was? Should be at least that loud when we're praying. Should be at least that loud, because why? You're talking to God, right? That's what the psalmist says. I love the Lord because he hears my voice. Not I love the Lord because he reads my mind. And I'm not saying there's not a time to pray under your breath or to pray in your heart, but I'm gonna say the majority, overwhelmingly, so let's put it at about like 95% of prayer in the Bible is vocal. So I think the church, the modern church, has been sold a bill of goods and has not understood that prayer is a vocalizing to God the things that are in our life. You need to develop that discipline. You need to fight the battle to do it. I love the Lord because he hears my voice. And my prayer for mercy. Because watch this, he bends down to listen. He's our father, we're his children. It's like when we're praying, I mean, my grandchildren, if they talk and I can't hear them, I can tell you where I'm gonna go right away. I'm gonna get right down like this. Because what was that, honey? I'm gonna listen. I wanna hear. I don't wanna miss one thing they're saying. Do you think I care about my grandkids more than God cares about you? It's impossible. He leans in, he bends down. When you come and you talk to him and you're here in the altar, you're here in the auditorium and we're praying, he's like this. I don't want to miss a word they're saying. I mean, he loves to hear his people. I love when my grandkids, I spend all my time. Debbie says I don't play fair. I've got a little M&M dispenser in my office. And I say, do you want a vitamin? And I bring him in and I give him a vitamin. And I mean, I do everything I can to win their affection. I want to hear everything they say. I'm dialed in. That's how God is with you. He delights in hearing your voice. He delights in hearing what you are going to ask. I will pray as long as I have breath. I mean, Hezekiah is saying, you know what? Prayer does so much. Prayer accomplishes so much. Prayer is so powerful. Think of this. The prophet says, you're going to die. Get your house in order. He rolls over and he says, God, I don't want to die. I want to live. And God says to Isaiah, I heard him in there. He wants to live. Go tell him he's going to live. I'm a God who answers prayer. You know what? And as I'm saying that, there's some of you and you're saying, well, I know somebody who, you know, see, that's the problem. Too many people go back and live in the realm of doubt rather than in the realm of faith. And better to say, I'm gonna with all of my heart believe God's gonna answer my prayer and watch him do it. So that's the principle. God answers prayer. Here's the testimony. And you know what the testimony is? God answers prayer. When you come down into the altar, you know what your testimony is going to be? Oh man, y'all not sure this at all. Okay. The principle is, and when you pray, your testimony is, it's true. He answers prayer. He's a God who delights to answer prayer. I mean, I could just sit here the rest of the night and just tell you one thing after another he's done for the church. I could tell you one thing after another that he's done for Debbie and I and for our kids and for people that we've watched him work. I mean, how many have had God answer a prayer here recently? He's a God who answers prayer. Here's his testimony. Look at it. Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. So he was near death when Isaiah said, I'm sorry to tell you, dude, but your days are over and get your house in order. He said, man, I was nearly dead. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. Listen, you don't have to flower it up. You know, Jesus, help is a good prayer. You know, so that's what he's doing. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is. Have you settled that in your heart? That God is not indifferent, he's interested. That he's not unfair, he's kind. That God is good. He's not bad, he's good. He's not there with a bat waiting to get you, he's good. I mean, all these things are very important because they build our faith. They draw us to Him. And a lot of people kind of hold God at arm's length because, frankly, they don't feel they're worthy. They don't feel they're good enough. But when you know how merciful He is, you know that's not the issue. What you are and where you are and how you feel about yourself is not the issue. The issue is how kind He is, how good He is, how merciful He is. And that's what He's saying. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and He saved me. You know, listen, we make life sometimes just way too complicated. Ask Him to help you. Admit, you know, there's times when I just pray and I say, Lord, I'm like a child. I don't know what to do on this. I just don't know what to do, but I know You know. So if you don't know what you need, and or you don't know which way to go or how to pray about something, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, Lord, on this, I really don't know what the right answer is. But You do, so please bring about that answer. And then if you know or if you have a preference, man, pray. Ask God for big things. God's delighted when we ask, when we you know, believe God for big things, when we pray big prayers, and then we watch God do big things. So the testimony is, and the principle is, isn't that great? It's so awesome. And so then what you and I have to do when we really believe that is we have to declare our faith. This is what separates the adults from the children in the school of faith and prayer, honestly, is when we speak words of faith. Having heard from God, We accept it as true. We don't go out saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. No, we go out saying, you know, we believe this. A few weeks ago, Debbie and I were praying about something. And just in the altar time, I felt like the Lord said, it's all taken care of. You don't need to pray about it anymore. So I was like, well, that doesn't mean. So I just was thinking, I wonder if I'd just, you know, just thank me is what I felt Him say to my heart. So I told Debbie, so I started thanking Him. And when I did, I felt such joyful elation. It was just like, wow, that's so cool. So I told Debbie, I went home and told her. And I said, so we just need to thank the Lord because it's done. It's already over. And so she says, okay. So she comes back to me and she says, that's true. When we start doing that, joy takes over. Joy fills your heart when you do that. And you start saying, hey, it's done. It's done. It's all taken care of. Rather than going out and saying, well, I wonder if I heard right. I wonder if it's true. No, you rest in it. Whatever you come to the Lord for, rest in whatever you hear from the Lord. You say, what if I'm wrong? You'll figure that out. If you're growing in the Lord, you're going to be wrong a time or two, but you're also going to be right a lot. And I believe God is nurturing us, and He wants us to hear His voice. He's going to help you hear His voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice. What else could that mean? Here's the faith declaration. Look at it. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I believed in You, so I said, I'm deeply troubled, O Lord. You say, what does that mean? Paul really gives us, I think, his understanding of that scripture. He takes it and puts it in a New Testament context. Look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. He says, return to your soul. I'll go to the second half of the verse. He says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I believed, therefore I spoke. I believed, therefore I spoke. It's the way the NIV says it, the way another translation, I believed, therefore I spoke. What do you believe? What do you believe and what do you speak? Listen, as we come here into the Lord, I just know God answers prayer. So my declaration has to be, God is answering my prayer. If I can see he's working or I can't see he's working is immaterial to his working. Hey, we all like it when we can watch God working. That's very, very nice, very reassuring. But if we believe, therefore we speak, then it should be, if I believe he answers prayer, then I should speak like he does. Man, God met me tonight. And that's what you should go home saying, rather than saying, I wonder if God met me. You know, when I was in the depth of my sickness, and I see pictures now, and I'm like shocked at how skinny I am in those pictures. But when I look at them, I just remember I'd go home from the prayer meeting, or I'd go home from Sunday having been prayed for, and I would have people stop me and say, do you think God healed you today? I said, I don't know if he healed me today. I just know he's going to heal me. I don't know which day it's going to be. I just know he will. Without any other than, at some point you have to decide, are you in or are you out? Are you buying it or are you not? And if you're buying it, you buy it. And that's what I'm asking you to, and calling you by the power of the Holy Spirit, to believe we have a big God who does big things when we pray big or little prayers. Amen. Because God answers prayer. So right now, with any delay, you need God to do something. Maybe you said, well, I don't know why they didn't have prayer for healing for more people. Come on in, ask God to heal you. You say, well, I need this. Come on in, ask God to heal you. I need wisdom. Come on in, ask God to give it. So we're going to open the altars here. You just step out, whatever it is you need. You come in here because God answers prayer. Let's believe in these moments, God's going to answer prayer. God's going to heal people like he did that couple with narcolepsy. God's going to speak to your heart like he did to me a couple weeks ago. God's going to show himself powerful in your life. Why? Because he's a God who answers prayer. You come, you call on him, he answers prayer.